released, and they warned us. Department of Justice said, I don't think it'd be any good to release it because it's so redacted, it's going to be useless. And everybody basically called their bluff. Ah, whatever, just release it. Called their bluff. And they released it, and almost the entire thing's redacted. So it's like, oh, they were right. Okay. So there probably will be some sort of legal challenges or something to come on. It can't be that redacted. You got to give us some more information. So we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, the Dow fell 1,000 points. The markets dropped 3% after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell basically signaled that they have no intention of stopping the increase of the interest rates. He said it's going to be pain for a while until they can stop inflation. Well, admittedly, it looks like it started to happen a little bit. We'll give that update a little bit more here in about 10 minutes, about 15 minutes, where inflation has slowed down a little bit. It's gone down to 6.5% year to date instead of 9.1% like it was a couple months ago. Finally, Governor DeSantis getting rid of 4 school board members down in Broward County who are tied to the Parkland massacre and saying that they were irresponsible and neglectful in their duties. So he's gotten rid of them, and now they are, and he's already replaced them with 4 other people. Those are your top 3 stories. When it comes to the jobs report, well, sure enough, things are looking pretty good. In fact, we mentioned yesterday, just briefly, that it looks like the labor market is actually getting stronger. And so even though we may have the start of a housing recession, even though we may be technically in a economic recession with GDP dropping 2 consecutive quarters, we are having a strengthening labor market. That's fantastic. And that's what I mentioned this, a long time ago. The concern with a recession really comes down to, are people losing jobs? Like, it doesn't matter if we're not selling as much money, and if big corporations aren't making as much money, okay, who cares? As long as people aren't losing their jobs. And is the way most people think about it. And so right now, actually, we're seeing an increase still, a strengthening of the labor market. So when we look at it here, unemployment last week, there were 3,000 less filings for unemployment than the previous week. And continuing the trend that we've also seen is that the continued unemployment dropped another 6,451 nationwide. Here in Florida, it looks like we dropped about 554 cases compared to the previous week, and our continued unemployment dropped 3,900. Alabama was similar. They dropped 1,500 on their continued unemployment rolls and 400 fewer new filings for unemployment this week than the previous week. So we're starting to get a bit of a stronger labor market going on over here. And speaking of which, I was thinking part of the reason why the labor market might be still going strong despite economic numbers dropping. Part of the reason why it might be because we just went through the great resignation, where people were quitting like crazy. So maybe those people who quit like crazy are now getting back into the job market at the same time when the recession is happening, so it's actually strengthening the job market. I don't know, just a thought. Speaking of the great resignation, we know that one of the areas that people... I've talked to a couple of people who actually are trying to find jobs right now. They're not unemployed, but they're trying to find a better job. One of them is afraid that they're about to lose their job, that there's been a series of cuts at their work, and so they're trying to get, find something else, line it up. And both of them have been looking for over 6 months and can't find anything. They get interviews, they'll have, things, but they can't find anything. And so I said, we keep reading about there's all these job openings available. And both of their reaction to me was, yeah, those job openings are lower paying jobs. That's why they're open. They're lower paying jobs, or they are in retail, hospitality, restaurant. And they're like, I don't want to go back to restaurant type of jobs. I want to do something, in the office, getting paid what I'm getting paid now, but not having to go do these other things. So that might be true. In fact, Gulf Shores in Orange Beach have both had their tourism scores ranked negatively, and the primary reason, hiring problems. They don't have enough staff to handle the tourists who come. And according to the Workforce Development Organization Gateway Initiative, Ed Bushaw, he says, for the first time ever, we're starting to get subpar ratings. It's the waits that people have. It's people not understanding that when they go into a restaurant, see open tables, and they can't get seated, is because there's no one there to be able to serve them. I know we're seeing the same thing on Pensacola Beach. You know, you go into a place and you're like, well, there's a bunch of tables open. Why can't you seat me? Because they don't have anybody to serve you. So that's going on in tourist places all around the country. And which, so it shows like there's still a lot of jobs out there open and available, but people don't want those jobs anymore. Something happened with the pandemic that just triggered people to make them go, I don't want to wait tables anymore. I don't want to work retail anymore. And those jobs are, my son, he works at a retail place, and he said the turnover is like insane. Like, so they do hire people, and then it's like, they said the management said retail always has high turnover, but now it's like next level. Like, people will quit after 1 week, after a week, maybe 2 weeks, or maybe they'll do their training. They'll just get out of the training and go, never mind, I don't want this job after all. Wow. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing some slow traffic in a couple areas. So first off, we do have an accident on Scenic Highway. This is going to be off of Chipley Avenue. This is going to be right, if you're not familiar with the intersection, it's right near Calvert's by the Heights and Scenic 90 Cafe. So while you're going around that turn on Scenic. So keep that in mind. Still seeing extreme slowdowns at that intersection. Also, we're still seeing some delays South Fairfield. If you're approaching 98 in the northbound direction, you'll see some slowdowns at that intersection. We had an accident there a little while ago, but it's still causing some slowdowns. And just our typical afternoon traffic, Davis Highway near the interstate, it's going to be busy, and some spotty traffic on 90 in Milton and Pace. See something else, give me a call, 850-2626-111. Traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
So not all companies, you know, so not all the jobs open and available are like retail and restaurant type stuff. Some of them are office jobs, work jobs, manufacturing, things like that. A recent survey found that 56% of companies, so more than half, 56% of companies are dropping the COVID-19 vaccine mandates because they're still losing people. They're still getting people quitting, and they need to grow their workforce. They need employees, and they're finding that that vaccine mandate is still a hindrance for people to get hired. So 56% of companies over the past year now have begun dropping their vaccine mandates. That's one aspect right there, too. And then finally, one last little part about jobs, as we talk about it on Fridays. Last week, we talked about quiet quitting. People who, they don't like their job, they want to quit, but they don't want to quit just yet. So they quietly quit, meaning they just stop really working as much. Don't do as much. They put in the absolute minimum that they need to at work, and that's it, and then they bounce, right? Quiet quitting is what they call it. And then just stop trying so hard. Well, now apparently another term is trending, quiet firing. And actually, this one's been going on for many years now, and I got to admit, I've been I've done it in positions where I've been somebody hires and fires. I was told by management at one point, you can't fire that person. I said, why not? They suck at their job. And he's like, you can't. We're afraid we're going to get a lawsuit. Okay, fine. I'll handle this. I just stopped scheduling them. Or I just started scheduling for very few hours until they quit themselves. And that's called quiet firing. Quiet firing. And apparently, this is what a lot of employers are doing now. Is like, because everybody's afraid of lawsuits. Of discrimination lawsuits or whatever it might be, like, you fired me because of this. Like, I didn't even know you were that, you know. But so now they're concerned, and so they're like, oh, okay, we won't fire anybody. Or they also don't want to fire them because they don't want to pay unemployment benefits. I've heard that one happening before too. They don't want to fire you because they don't want to pay unemployment benefits. Like, so they're just not schedule you or not schedule you as much. And then you're like, so you fired me. I'm going to fire out for unemployment. No, we didn't fire you. We still need you. You're still on the books. We'll schedule you for an hour here, 2 hours there. Apparently, that's a big trend going on, too. Oh, boy. You're talking about office politics. That's a lot to manage right there. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Happy Friday to you, by the way.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, the wait is over. The redacted affidavit was released today. I guess it revealed a few new details on the raid. The Department of Justice says that former President Trump had top secret documents stored at his home. He had turned those documents over, but apparently the National Archives suspected he had more. That suspicion was the probable cause basis. The FBI claims they found more classified material during the search. They haven't released a lot of information on what they found, though. An American that was volunteering to fight alongside Ukrainian forces in their war against Russia has been killed. The U.S. State Department confirmed reports today that an American did die in Ukraine. The State Department hasn't given any further details out of privacy concerns for the family. Several American volunteers have been killed in the war since the fighting began. Body found in Connecticut has been confirmed to be a former Jeffrey Epstein business associate, Stephen Hoffenberg. Now, that was announced today. The chief medical examiner Examiner determined that the body that was found in an apartment in Derby, Connecticut, was that of Stephen Hoffenberg, and cops were apparently called to perform a welfare check. The 77-year-old had served 18 years in federal prison for his role in a $460 million scam that apparently involved Epstein years ago. And, you know, the inflation pinch is hitting everybody, Bobby. Well, NBC looking at saving some money by chopping primetime TV hours coming up here down the road. According to the Wall Street Journal today, they say the network is planning to eliminate the 10 p.m. primetime hour slot and give those hours back to their local TV affiliates starting in 2023.
Starting next year, just a couple months. Pretty nice then. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got an inflation update for you coming up here in a few minutes. But first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Scenic Highway, both directions at Chipley Avenue, is going to see some very slow-moving traffic. We do have an accident here. If you're unfamiliar with the intersection, this is as you're making that turn near Calvert's in the Height and Constant Coffee and Tea. So keep that in mind. You may want to avoid that intersection. Again, that's on Scenic. Taking a look, our slowdowns have cleared up on Fairfield, so we're checking in clear on Fairfield as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Lillian Highway. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, a couple years, I guess time flies. It was quite a few years ago now. I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So right now the Fed is there in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Federal Reserve, for their annual meetings. And one year I was there at the same time for an opposing conference that was about saving the dollar, return the dollar to the gold standard. And Jim DeMint was the keynote speaker, former senator. He was actually just retired at the time, before he took over the Heritage Foundation. So Jerome Powell is in Jackson Hole for their annual thing, and he's addressing inflation. We'll talk about inflation coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in 2 minutes, we've got our Fox News update, followed by your sports hit. I got your This Week in Science, give you some of the scientific updates from this past week. Now, there is, we're talking about inflation. Federal Reserve is in Jackson Hole, Wyoming for their annual meetings and their annual economic symposium. And Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivering a stark message. The Fed will likely impose more large interest rate hikes in the coming months as they are focused on taming inflation. Now, according to some economists, it's tamed. It was rising every month, all the way up to 9.1% a couple of months ago in May. Then June, it dropped down to 8.5%. And then now we just got the reports that in July, it went from 6.3%. So that's not too bad, right? Well, this is consumer prices. I'm sorry, consumer prices. So consumer prices dropped from 6.8% down to 6.3%. So it wasn't as big of a drop as what I was thinking. But it still is a drop, and it's the second month in a row that there's a drop. So with that, they're saying, hey, they're starting to tame already. Leave it alone. But the Fed came out and said, no, we're going to go ahead. We're going to continue doing it. In fact, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell even stated there's going to be pain until they can get the inflation under control. All right. Hold on. Wall Street didn't like it. Dow dropped 3%. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Looking at those two storm systems, we mentioned them to you yesterday. There was less than a 20% chance of them forming into a cyclone over the next 5 days. The one that is just entering the South Caribbean is still 20% chance of formation in the next 5 days, and it's moving towards the Yucatan Peninsula. The other one that was off the coast of Africa, moving pretty quickly across the Atlantic already. It's still on the eastern side of the Atlantic, but now it's increased to a 30% chance of a cyclone formation in the next 5 days. So just a heads up with that. And let's see here. Next Tuesday, it's bans on the beach, returning thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and you can check out Class X. They're a classic rock band playing... they're a classic rock cover band playing, featuring two powerful lead vocalists and a vast array of materials ranging from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and even some modern selections. While you're out there, stop by the Cat Country Tent, our sister station, spin the prize wheel, and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup of bands on the beach on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here for you. Trump's search affidavit was released. Nearly entire document was redacted. I actually just finally pulled it up. I wasn't able to find it anywhere online. I finally just saw it. It's like black. They would have done better if they actually printed it off on black paper and had white lines on it than it would have been the white paper and redact everything. I mean, it's just page after page after page. There's not even one word that's available. When they say nearly the whole thing is redacted, they mean nearly the whole thing's redacted. It's here's 10 pages, 8 pages. There's nothing to read except for the page number. It's like that's how bad it is. It's like, wow. The Dow has fallen 3% after Fed Chair Jerome Powell basically said that it's going to be painful. They're going to continue raising interest rates until they can stave off inflation. We were also talking about unemployment just a bit ago. I got a text here. High-tech companies are at the tip of the spear and have started laying off. Probably 20% of venture capital-funded companies will go out of business. Fighting inflation is painful. And yeah, I mentioned that before. I've got quite a few friends who are in the tech industry. They work out west, and a couple of my friends told me that their companies have gone through two rounds of layoffs already. And so between Seattle and Silicon Valley and places like that, they're starting, they've already been doing layoffs. Now they're going through their second round. And so there's still a lot of jobs open and available out there. It just makes you wonder how many jobs are high paying available that are available. You know what I mean? All right. And the final top three stories. Governor DeSantis got rid of four school board members who are in Broward County for their negligence as it pertains to the Parkland massacre. And he's already replaced them as well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up winning one game of the doubleheader yesterday, losing the other one. So they're down 2-1 in the series. They play again tonight, 6:35, first pitch. And, of course, tomorrow, 6:05 will be the first pitch for their a little earlier. That way they can have fireworks after the game. Then tonight, high school football's back. So what do we got going on? Well, actually, last night, Pine Forest beat Tate 34-0. Pace beat Choctaw 31-30. Really close game right there. Flomadon is playing Northview tonight. Escambia at West Florida. It says Jat, but I think it's J. J at W.S. Neal. Pensacola at Booker T. Washington. Pryor at Pensacola Catholic. Fairhope at Gulf Breeze. Andalusia at Milton. And Navarre is playing at Fort Walton Beach. That's your high school football for tonight. PGA Tour going on today. Second round is now wrapped up. And top of the leaderboard is Scottie Scheffler at 19 under par. Xander Schauffele catching up to him today, though. He shot 17 under par, so just two strokes behind the leader. John Rahm is 13 under par, six strokes behind the leader. Then Major League Baseball right now, top of the first inning between the Miami Marlins and the Dodgers, still scoreless. And then the Atlanta Braves are playing the Cardinals tonight. Tampa Bay Rays are going to be on Apple TV Plus playing the Boston Red Sox. That game's going to be at 6:10. And then the later game on Apple TV Plus will be at 9:10. Cleveland Guardians are playing the Seattle Mariners. And ESPN Plus has the Yankees against the Oakland A's at 8:40. So you got games on Apple TV Plus, one game on ESPN Plus for your Friday night baseball games. In sports news, the Seattle Mariners have signed Julio Rodriguez, the rookie, to a reported 14-year deal worth $210 million guaranteed. Alan Green is out as Auburn's athletic director, and Becky Hammon wins the WNBA Coach of the Year in her first season with the Aces. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
On Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue, use some caution as we do have an accident that has occurred in that area. If you're unfamiliar with the intersection, this is where Scenic Highway takes its curve right near like New York Deli, Constant Coffee, Calvert's, and the Heights. So keep that in mind. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else, give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, This Week in Science. So what happened this week? Well, I don't know if you've seen this. This is one of the freakiest things that I've seen this week. NASA released a clip of a black hole, what a black hole would sound like. In fact, try to look this up, Gracie. Just Google it. You'll see it. NASA's black, what does a black hole sound like? Because they had actually released it back in May, but now they've revised the posting and sent it out, and it is weird sounding. I'm like, if I was in space and I heard this sound, I'd be like, nope, take me back to Earth. So Gracie will pull that up for you so you can hear it. In other space news, NASA's unmanned moon mission rocket set to go off on Monday. We've been talking about that off and on throughout the show here. Looking forward to it. So this is the start of a moon mission for the first time in 50 years. And it's the most powerful rocket that's been launched from Earth. James Webb found carbon dioxide on a planet outside of our solar system for the first time. And next year, NASA hopes to start planning on how to probe Uranus. Oh, I wish I didn't say that. Then researchers at Michigan State want to start making wind turbine blades out of a new material. That new material will be able to be recycled later into gummy bears to take wind turbines and the blades. That's weird. A friend of mine sent me a photo just last week of a wind turbine graveyard. I was like, that sounds very ominous. And it basically, it's the wind turbine blades. Just this massive field with these wind turbine blades all busted up and just stacked up like as far as you can see. It was crazy. And finally here, a team in Singapore created an invisible coating that makes wood fireproof. They're hoping it could prevent house fires. That's interesting. All right. Did you find that? Speaking of ominous, this is what a black hole sounds like.
All right. So
isn't that weird? That is freaky. Yeah, that's very, very. Hey, if I heard that when I was in space, I wouldn't feel very comfortable at all. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, this might be the best time to do it because the market is changing fast. We've had 6 months straight of home prices dropping. Here, we've had 1 month. It's not, 1 month's not enough. This could definitely be we don't know what's going to happen next month. I mean, it might come back. Christina Leavenworth may give us the update that home prices went up this month. You don't know. It's a very volatile market right now, and it can be stressful to sell in that kind of a market. So, and we just covered the Federal Reserve has committed that they're going to continue to have large interest rate increases for the rest of the year. So this is the time to get the most money before rates rise again. So call the agent I would call. That would, of course, be Christina Leavenworth. So Christina Leavenworth sells more houses for more money than anybody else in the Pensacola area, and she's the only agent who guarantees her performance. Now, this guarantee is, for now, things might change. But for now, she'll sell your house in 10 days. And if she can't, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her nothing. And she'll even put it in writing. Now, she can make that guarantee because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing to generate demand. So much so that she already has about 100 approved homebuyers looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house to sell, she may already have the buyer for your house. Give her a call, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash, and she can close in 7 days. Call Christina Leavenworth. Get more money today at 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There you go. You got Britney Spears' new song was released this morning. It's already number one in like 40 countries. Little duet between her. Let's hear Harry Alton sing his part. Pop that back up. Yeah, you got a little bit of Britney Spears redoing Tiny Dancer. But they call it different. What do they call it now?
It's Hold Me Closer.
Yeah.
And this, I'm looking at Elton John's YouTube. This video came out today. It's like the lyric video.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Already 1.3 million views.
Daggum.
On the YouTube video.
Sheesh. Wow. Okay.
Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot, especially when it was released just this morning. Like I said, it's number one song in like 40 countries already. This is the first single that Britney has released since she was released from her conservatorship, and already a huge hit. So there you go. It sounds good. A little updated version of Tiny Dancer.
A lot of people started like really, really loving Britney Spears, I feel like, from that. Like Free Britney was such a movement,
yeah,
that I feel like that those people really jumped on this.
That's probably what it is. It's probably them just trying to support her. So yeah, that's good though. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. David, what do we got going on in the newsroom?
Well, Bobby, the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission today asking people to leave baby deer alone, even if you find them by themselves and think they're abandoned. The FWC says apparently there's been some incidents lately where people think his deer is abandoned when they find it alone, but in reality, the mother's just kind of hidden it away, so her scent doesn't attract a predator. The FWC saying the mother usually does return to nurse the baby deer. They're asking people to leave it alone or call them if they have concerns.
Yeah, that would probably be that'd be a good thing. Leave the baby deer alone. So I won't go through my whole story. You've heard it before where I caught the baby deer. It wasn't a baby at this point. He was a small deer. I caught him, picked him up with my bare hands because the farmer wanted to shoot him. So I went and captured him.
Well, that might have been a good instance then.
Yeah, it was a good instance. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to shoot him. He keeps eating my hay. And I was like, well, if I catch him, will you not shoot him? And he was like, he started laughing. He's like, if you can catch a deer, yes, I will let you, I'll let you take him somewhere else and not shoot him. And so I did. I caught him and picked him up and carried him over to the farmer. He was just like flabbergasted. He was like, what in the world? I've never seen this before in my life. And so I hopped in the back of the truck holding the deer, and we drove off to somebody else's farm and let him off there.
That one would be FWC approved, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny. All right. It's out in Wyoming. It's the middle of nowhere. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 are checking in clear, as well as not seeing anything to slow you down on our bridges. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, checking in without any major slowdowns. Scenic Highway at Chipley Avenue, we still have slowdowns due to an accident that occurred. If you're unfamiliar with the intersection, this is where Scenic Highway is going to take its little curve and start moving kind of northbound. But this is going to be near Calvert Heights and New Yorker Deli is where you'll see those slowdowns. So keep that intersection in mind. If you see something else, just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Whitetail Properties. Whitetail Property Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards for an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
I got a text here about Britney's new song saying that sounds like Dua Lipa's song with Elton John. Yeah, I think that was Cold Heart when he redid that, and she redid that one, if I remember that right. So I don't know if it sounds like, but yeah, it's funny how these guys, you know, these musicians from the 80s, their songs are becoming popular again through pop culture, like remaking them and stuff. You know, I know Puff Daddy would do that. He was like one of the first guys first musicians to do that, take these old songs and make them modern again, you know. So still continues to be the trend. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top stories on foxnews.com is the redacted affidavit for Trump. So Justice Department told Trump's team to beef up security at his Florida home after the FBI raid. Oh, really? Apparently one of the concerns that they had after the FBI raid is they felt like the documents that were there were not secure, that they were just too open. And when the affidavit came out, it was heavily redacted. I mean, we're talking like entire pages. There's not even a word that you can read. Page after page after page, not even a word. And all of a sudden, then a paragraph is open, and then nothing. Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former U.S. ambassador to the U.N., her tax forms were leaked to the media, and says that the Republican Party has just been too nice when it comes down to it, because Democrats play dirty. That's what she stated. She still, by the way, is rumored to be interested in running for El Presidente in 2024. So she's... let's see here, and then continue on here. Oh, this story is from Florida. I was going to cover it earlier. It is a top story here on foxnews.com. Man in Central Florida allegedly tries to buy a girl for $100,000. Do you see about this? He's a registered sex offender who just was at the grocery store and just happened to see this couple with their kid, and is like, oh, I'll give you $100,000 for her. What? In the where? Oy vey. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. That's, humans have the highest daytime activity, daytime visual acuity, not activity, visual acuity of any mammal, and among the highest of any animal overall, with the exception of some birds of prey. However, we have relatively poor night vision compared to all other animals. Olive Garden, the restaurant, serves over 529 million free breadsticks a year. That's on average 1.6 breadsticks for every American. Now, I know every time I go to Olive Garden, I eat my fair share. I'm eating enough for everybody else. I have a friend of mine, every time he goes, he's just like, so here's one thing you just need to know, just keep the breadsticks coming. Just don't stop. Just keep them coming. And the person who's mentioned most often in the Quran is Jesus. That's right. The person mentioned most often in the Quran is Jesus. The first IKEA in North America opened in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, Canada in 1975. In 1975, it would be 10 years before the U.S. got its first location.